The stack, this is dictating on Linda Stitzel. That's L-I-N-D-A. Stitzel is S-T-I-E-T-Z-E-L. S-T-I-E-T-Z-E-L. Stitzel. This is in Sam T. S. and Thomas. Stitzel Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Their birth is 1/21/48. Date of visit, 10/27/22. The please make a copy for Dr. Jesse Casimiro, C-A-S-I-M-I-R-O, Casimiro, Jesse, J-E-S-S-Y. Date of consultation is 10/27/22. Next paragraph, dear Jesse, J-E-S-S-Y, thank you for sending Linda Stitzel for evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of cough and lung nodule. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 74-year-old female who has a history for shortness of breath and mild cough. Was recently sent for a chest CT that was done on 10/3/22. The patient's chest CT showed no pulmonary emboli, but showed a 9 millimeter nodular density in the right lower lobe, and follow-up was suggested. The patient has an occasional cough, shortness of breath, and mild wheezing. Denies chest pains, hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. She has not lost any weight. She has had a previous history for a stroke and a history for atrial fibrillation and is on anticoagulation. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history of hyperlipidemia and hypertension and history for the atrial fibrillation with a mild stroke. She had a hysterectomy. Also had a history of dizzy attacks. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease, and mother also died of heart disease. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking, no alcohol use. She worked as a banker. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies. Next paragraph, med list included lovastatin, 20 milligrams daily, metoprolol, 50 milligrams BID, amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams daily, Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID. And next paragraph, system review. The patient has some fatigue, no weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, no urinary frequency dysuria, denies hay fever or asthma. She has some coughing spells, no shortness of breath. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, rectal bleeding, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, but has leg swelling. No depression or anxiety, she has easy bruising and has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly, average belt white female is alert, no acute distress. There's no clubbing, pallor, cyanosis, or ictus. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 64, respiration 16. Temperature 97.2, weight is 154, saturation 96. HG and TA norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruising, thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis with wheezes bilaterally. Prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no rhinomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild edema with no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1. There's a left lung nodule etiology undetermined. Right lung nodule etiology undetermined. Number 2 is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number 3 is history of hypertension. Number 4, history of CVA. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest in 2 months. Also, advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She will use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Advised to come in for a follow-up visit approximately 8 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Jesse Casimiro and Dr. Humayun Jamidar, J-A-M-I-D-A-R, Humayun, H-U-M-A-Y-U-N, Humayun Jamidar and Jesse Casimiro, M.D. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.